Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock school. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
It's what Gustav did to me for the entire day.
And a very feminine Chad P.
Hey, everybody.
Class is in.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Rock School. Believe it or not, it's a brand new show. It's me. I'm here. It really is a brand new show. If you're listening to us, you've probably got your radio hooked up to a battery or you have some kind of generator running because at the time we're recording this show, there's no power in the great city of Hammond. Thanks a lot, Gustav. Really appreciate that. I would like to say, sitting to my immediate right is Chad P., but somebody much prettier is sitting to my right.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Chad P. has left. He has taken his family. He lives in Baton Rouge. He's taken his family. He's taken off to Jackson, Mississippi. The person sitting to my immediate right is my loving wife. This is Tammy. Tammy Burns. Say
hello.
Hi to the wonderful people.
Hey, everybody.
Tammy and I met at a radio station in Florence, Alabama. She wrote commercials, and when I said I need someone to do the radio show with me, she said,
I'll be Chad.
That's right. And you're much better looking than Chad.
Oh, and, but am I a better kisser?
And thank you for not having a beard. I'm going to let that kissing statement just go right past. But the thing about it is Chad and I preview these shows, and we have all these things we're going to say, and we work this stuff out. And because of that, Tammy and I really couldn't sit down and do a Rock School show. So I said to her, what do you want to do? Do you just want to sit and talk for an hour? Do you just want to play anything? And she came up with the topic. And the topic for the show will be
Hurricanes.
Hurricanes, yeah. Well, we just had one blow through this area. His name was Gustav. And we've got them all lined up out there. Hannah, Ike, Josephine, and there's other ones coming. In case you're wondering, Kyle, Lily, Marco, Nana. Nana.
Nana.
Who wants to get beat up by their grandmother? Nana. Omar, Paloma, Renee, Sally, Teddy, Vicky, and Winifred. Those are the remainder of them in 2008 if they form and come beat us up one more time. So this is Rock School, and for an hour, last night, we hooked our DSL up to a wonderful 3,500-watt generator, and we did some research into what songs represent hurricanes, bad weather, you know, wind, rain, and we came up with a playlist, but the first one, we didn't even have to think about it.
A no-brainer.
No-brainer. When you think about this, from the album Best of Rockards and Ballards, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Scorpions. It's what Gustav did to me for the entire day. Rock Me Like a Hurricane on Rock School. Scorpions on Rock School. Francis Bouchold, Rudolf Schenker, Klaus Mein, Herman Raybill, and Matthias Yabs rocking you like a hurricane as we do the Hurricane Show right here on Rock School. My wife and I threw this thing together last night at what, 9:30?
No, it was later than that.
It had to be. Nobody can sleep.
DSL on a generator.
On a generator. And the thing about it is it warbled because the generator doesn't give you a straight. And at night, we live in this wonderful, peaceful little community. But now with all the generators going, if you walk down the street, every single one of them just playing along. So we have a question for you, or at least we've been asked this question. Where do animals go during hurricanes? We now know. We now know. What did we do? For like 2 hours during the hurricane, what did we watch?
It's the squirrel watch.
It's the squirrel watch. We have this, what is it, a pecan tree?
Pecan.
In
mm-hmm.
our backyard. You would think that there would be like hotels for squirrels that they would go to. This squirrel crawls up in this pecan tree.
Let's call him Steve.
Steve.
Steve the squirrel.
The squirrel. You always go with alliteration when you want to do that.
We have a four-year-old.
Yeah, and you have to be funny with a four-year-old. He doesn't even know the word hurricane. He just thought it was a bad storm. Steve, the squirrel, in case you're wondering, crawled himself about two-thirds of the way up this, I don't know, 60-foot tree?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Butted himself up against the back of this tree, put his rear end up against the trunk of the tree, curled his tail around himself. Now, you got to understand, this tree is rocking back and forth, what, 20 feet either way?
Exactly.
I mean, it's bending 30 degrees, and old Steve is just rocking back and forth with
Steve
this thing.
Steve did the little head tuck also.
He tucked his head underneath that. So if you're wondering where these things go, they just hunker down, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Steve was up there for hours.
2 hours. I mean, we would sort of turn on the radio, listen for an hour. I wonder if Steve's still up in the tree. And we'd walk over there, and there's Steve, back and forth. And it was an e-ticket ride at Disneyland.
Ask me where Steve is now.
Where's Steve now?
He took a dive.
Yes, they won't know. I think Steve made it. I don't know. I mean, there's still squirrels out there today, so they apparently hunker themselves down and off they go. I mentioned at the beginning that we've got three more lined up. Hannah doesn't appear like she's going to come to the Gulf Coast.
No, she's got to go to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, which is where we came down here from. Ike might make his way into the Gulf. Josephine, nobody knows. You know what I know about Josephine? She prays like a Roman with her eyes on fire. We're gonna break out the howls and hooters when Josie gets home. This one is for the third lined up in a row. Steely Dan, Josie, Rock School. Steely Dan on Rock School. Song there for the third one out. Josephine, another hurricane. That's Josie. I couldn't find a song that was for Ike. I couldn't find a song that was for Hannah, which my wife and I are referring to as the Amish hurricane that's sitting out there in the Atlantic all lined up. And again, Hannah looks like she's going to skirt up along the East Coast, and Ike's the one we have to actually stop and take a look at. How strong? I mean, we sat through. I'm talking to my wife, Tammy, here. Chad P. has taken his family, and he has gone up to Jackson, Mississippi. Apparently, where he lives, he's been told there'll be no power for, what do you say, 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
That's going to be rough. Now, we are expecting
Chad will have no wrestling for 3 weeks.
That's right. He watches a lot of wrestling, doesn't he?
Oh, he's sick.
Yeah. What's going to happen is he's going to start to go through a wrestling withdrawal, and his wife is going to, they're not going to stay in Jackson. They can't. She has to go back to work. He has to come back to work. So they're going to get a generator and they're going to come back to their house at some point in time. He's going to start to go through wrestling withdrawal. She's going to make some hamburgers or something on the grill and she's going to come around the corner and hi, I've got dinner. And boom, he's going to give her an elbow. That's what it's going to happen. So we've been through Katrina.
Yes, we did.
And we sat through Gustav. Now, Gustav, in my opinion, you tell me what you think, it was nothing compared to Katrina.
It was a little boy.
Yeah. Compared to the man
compared
that was
to Katrina.
But was Katrina the strongest hurricane? Yes, no. No.
No.
No, wasn't even close. It was number 6. In fact, Katrina at 902 millibars only picked up, I say only, that's really a bad way of putting it. It kept a peak wind of 150 knots for 15 hours. Number 5 was Allen in 1980. It kept up, these are the strongest winds, by the way, 165 knots. But what's interesting is it kept up those winds for 3.5 hours. Rita was even stronger. That was September 22nd in 2005. Kept up the 150 knot winds. It just had gusts. It says here for 0 hours. The reason it's stronger than Katrina, they're showing it at an 897 millibar strength. The third strongest storm, they simply called it the Florida Keys storm because it happened in 1935. That's before they were doing naming. Gilbert is the number two strongest storm in 1988, September 13, 888 millibars, and the strongest hurricane, obviously since records were kept, so they don't have anything behind that, was Wilma, October 19th, 2005, kept up for 15 hours of 150-knot wind, and its pressure was 882 millibars. So Katrina, the monster that hit New Orleans, was only the sixth strongest storm to roll through.
How strong were the winds with this storm?
Don't know. It hit as a low three or a high two, somewhere in there. And we on the North Shore really were, I hate to say, you know, kind of spared, but at least where we were compared to Katrina, it was a little bit nicer. But you know what we did, you and me? We rode the storm out.
Yes, we did.
This is REO Speedwagon as we play just songs that play around with hurricanes, weather, wind, rain, all that stuff that makes you buy generators like we did. I don't know how to keep it going. If it can't be fixed by putting gas in it, I don't know how. Please keep working. Please keep working. Please keep working. After a fire engine, REO Speedwagon riding the storm out. Oh, thank you. Kevin Cronin out front there. Gary Richrath knocking down on that gold top Les Paul of his. My name is Joe Burns. This is Rock School. And believe it or not, it's a new show this week because I'm just tired of sitting around the house listening to that generator go brrr. My wife is co-sponsoring with me today.
Yeah. And if Chad P. isn't here, that means he's out there listening, right?
Well, he'll catch it on the internet, probably. Oh, he's upset that he's not here.
Oh, he's driving down from Jackson, and he's hearing my voice, he's hitting the steering wheel.
It's killing him that he's not here. It really is. He's not upset that you're here.
He is.
No, it would kill him more
if... he's your work wife.
No, it's... ew. Okay, I'm going to need a minute. I'm going to need a minute off of that. It really is. I need a minute. We'll be right back. 1 minute, Rock School. We got to take a pause for the cause, give the sponsors their chance to talk at you. 1 minute, Rock School. This is Rock School, and a brand new show this week. And we threw this thing together last night. My name is Joe Burns, sitting immediately to my right. My loving wife, Tammy, been married for 20 years. I got a quick question for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah. Why haven't you killed me yet? It's been 20 years you've been married to me.
Two incomes are better than one.
And somebody's going to have to punish
the
kid.
Right.
Nothing but songs dealing with hurricanes, bad weather, that kind of good stuff. We threw the show together last night at 9:30. I'm really impressed. It's Billy Joel on Rock School. Here you go. storm front coming, Billy Joel. Oh, man. Low pressure system, northeastern breeze, falling barometer and rising seas. Cumulonimbus and a possible gale, force 9 blowing on the Beaufort scale. Things are bad. I wouldn't take the boat out. Well, you can take the boat out now. I guess things are calm now that Gustav has actually taken off. I'm Joe Burns. Who are you?
Oh, I'm your wife.
I'm your wife. Well, you can call you have a name.
No.
You know, just my name.
My name is Mommy.
Yeah, that's all you're called
or
as of late.
I am Max's mom.
Max's mom. Max, now, we found a babysitter. Can you believe that? Like a half an hour before the show gets started, we find a babysitter. How is that at all possible?
Well, we sent him out to eat with a lovely blonde.
That's right. And
Older than him.
I had nothing to do with finding her. Anyway, welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is a show, brand new, but we put it together last night around 9:30, running everything off the generator in the house because absolutely no power around here in the good old Hammond area. Go to the website if you have a generator attached to it. If you don't, wait till the power comes on and goes to the website. Go ahead. Tell us where that is, hon.
That's at kslu.org. Look for the chalkboard that says Rock School. And if you want the web address, it's kslurockschool@gmail.com.
Right. And if you're listening to us on the internet or if you're listening to us where you actually have power, send us an email and say, get rid of that Chad guy and bring the wife in full time.
Oh, no. Just tell us where you are if you have power.
Yeah,
we will
that'd
come
be nice.
To your house and do dirty laundry.
And we will discuss dirty laundry after 20 years of marriage. And by the way, we celebrate our 20th anniversary on... when is our anniversary? I'm kidding. September 24th. Kidding.
Now
normally we do stumps at the bottom of the hour, but
I've
Tammy
got a stump
doesn't.
For you.
You don't have a stump. How could you have a stump?
Do.
We put the stump.
I have a hurricane stump. I was dreaming about it last night.
Okay, that doesn't sound foreboding at all. Go
no.
ahead. What's the stump?
What color are my eyes?
Oh, we've been married 20 years. I can't. How would I know what color? Brown. Blue.
What's my favorite color?
Off indigo.
Mm-hmm. And what's my favorite ice cream?
Cold ice cream? Would that be it?
Uh-huh.
Your birthday is one of the 365 days of the year, 66 on a leap year.
One of
the
teenagers that used to be my father. Grew up like
my daddy did. My grandpa could just land. Rain on the scarecrow.
I walked a fence while grandpa held my hand. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land for the nation, this land made me proud.
John Cougar. Or John Cougar Mellencamp, or just John Mellencamp, whichever he's actually calling himself this time around. Yes, I know I screwed it up. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
you
ahead.
Screwed up the song.
I know, I screwed up the song. I started.
Chad wouldn't have done that.
That's it. Make fun of me. Make fun of me as if I'm not Chad. I was previewing the song, and I didn't back it up to the beginning. Chad would not have made that mistake, so now Chad feels a whole lot better.
And Chad's favorite ice cream is chocolate.
How did you know that?
No.
It was just a joke. By the way, her eyes are green. Her favorite ice cream is, what would it be? Butter pecan. You don't have a favorite color.
All colors.
That's right. And your favorite movie is Summertime.
That's right.
If I'm not mistaken. See, I got all of those there.
Mm-hmm.
See, I carry a little card around with me. Do you have a generator out there, folks? Do you have one? We're learning more about it. Our first time with Katrina was the first time with a generator. Man, did we screw it up.
We were bad.
I mean, we were really stinky. You know, the thing about it is all we wanted was ice. So here's what the intelligent human beings would do, and we're not. You got to remember, we're from the north. So our bad storms were blizzards.
We lived through two since we've been married.
The blizzard of the century.
That's right, the storm of the century.
Yeah, last century, apparently.
And we didn't lose any power with the storm of the century, which was a beautiful thing.
Everything up north is pretty much underground, so you don't run into a whole lot of trouble with that. So what we did was, what would the intelligent person do? Hook your generator up to your refrigerator. Duh. We didn't do that. We have a refrigerator and a freezer, so the first time around we hooked it up to the freezer and kept putting bags of water into the freezer so that it would freeze, and then we took our, drinks and all that and put the bags of frozen water into the cooler to keep the stuff. Is that stupid?
Very stupid.
Stupid on a level. This time around, we hook up the generator, and I looked at her and I went,
You know, we should probably just hook the refrigerator up to the generator.
And it was as if I had discovered radium.
Oh, and we have a lamp this time. Ooh.
It was, yeah, beforehand, we didn't even hook a lamp up to the generator, thinking we would overload it, it would explode. So when the sun went down, we were like farmers.
Well, the sun's down. I guess we have to go to bed now.
So now we're learning about it. And we're going to go out today. We're using a borrowed generator. So today we've learned a couple places are open. We're going to go out. And we're not just buying a generator, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
No, we are buying the monster. We're buying, as Ray Nagin called Gustav, the mother of all storms, we're buying the mother of all generators. We're going to buy one of those Hondas. Hondas. That does all the inversion stuff, because I've learned that you can't hook digital TVs up to these regular generators because the power fluctuates. You need an inverter. So we're going to buy this thing because I hooked my digital TV up to it with my digital box.
We may be buying a new TV also.
Yeah, we probably destroyed the TV.
Mm-hmm. We maybe get it flat screen.
Yeah, we're going to have to. But we hooked this thing up, and when it started to power up, this green screen came on. It went severe error. So apparently I killed a guy in Sweden by hooking up my entire television. So Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter, as we play nothing but hurricane tunes. Sweden.
At least we have shelter, right?
That's true. We could have played Get Off of My Cloud, but that doesn't quite say it. Shelter is what you need, because a lot of people had the roofs blown off. Stones on Rock School. From the album 40 Licks, You Gotta Give Me Shelter. We just got the DVD to Shine a Light. That's the last Scorsese documentary of the Rolling Stones, and it's really good. Really, 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 really good. We got a couple more stories of our follies during this wonderful, powerless time that we're spending here, my loving wife and I. Chad is not here. Chad took his family. He lives in Baton Rouge, and they are going to be without power for 3 weeks. We're probably going to have power by the end of this week, we here in Hammond. And my wife and I took a trip to the landfill. We drove our truck to the landfill.
Tell them why we went to the landfill.
Well, they're not picking up trash.
We had a whole backyard full of limbs and Steve the squirrel. And you know, two flower beds that were completely torn apart.
Right, and we drove to the landfill. And, of course, we went in a driving rain. And I had to drive to the very top of the landfill. And I was so covered in muck and blech that I kicked off my shoes, my socks, and other various sundry pieces of clothing because she said, you're not getting back in this truck the way you look. And I drove home barefoot.
And I said, and welcome to the South, baby.
Yeah, because this is the way apparently you drive around in a truck. So it was really yucky, and it's something I'm trying to block out. I start therapy on Monday.
Oh, and then he had to stop and check the air in his tires.
Yeah, because I knew I just blew one of the back tires.
Barefoot.
Ew, yucky.
Barefoot, folks.
Yeah.
This guy always has shoes on.
Yeah, we got to take a break. Back in a minute on Rock School. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns. Sitting in for Chad P. today is my loving wife. Her name is Tammy. I simply refer to her as Hun, or Get Me a Sandwich, in which she refers to me as Drop Dead, Go Get It Yourself.
No.
What?
She Who Must Be Obeyed.
That's right. That's the nickname that all my students know her by, She Who Must Be Obeyed.
That's right.
Where do hurricanes normally hit? In case you're wondering, all statistics up to this point in time, 36% of all U.S. hurricanes have hit Florida. 76% of all Category 4 or higher hurricanes have hit Florida or Texas. So if you're wondering statistically, we here in Louisiana aren't really even in the bullseye. It's Florida, Texas, of all hurricanes, Category 4 or higher, Florida or Texas. So actually decking Louisiana, statistically, according, this is right from the Weather Channel, according to these statistics, hitting Louisiana is a statistical anomaly. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've just been through a statistical anomaly. But I ask you, have you ever seen the rain coming down sideways? Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival on Rock School.
Someone told me long ago.
The rain coming down on a sunny day. Let me ask you a question. Honey, you're from the South, obviously, originally
yes.
from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I have never heard, when the rain comes down and it's sunshining,
devil's beating his wife.
I've never heard that before
and
I moved to the South.
And you have to say it, too.
I've never heard that. To me, it was always the devil's crying. That's what we said up north.
No, he's beating his wife.
When you said that the first time, I looked at, what? Because, you know,
I didn't know the devil had a wife.
No,
that's
I didn't know the devil.
That's why you looked at me that
way,
right?
What's the name of the devil's wife? Gladys, would you think?
Lucretia.
Lucretia McEvil. There you go.
Yeah.
From the Blood, Sweat, and Tears song.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It's
spectacular.
It's all falling together now.
I have a quick question about the aftermath of a hurricane. I normally watch exactly what I eat. I mean, every calorie that goes in my mouth. But I have a quick question. What is it about the aftermath of a hurricane that sort of gives me the ability to eat whatever in the world I want? Entire bag of Doritos? It's the aftermath of a hurricane. I should be able to eat.
It's
exactly
therapy.
That.
It's
it is to me.
Hurricane therapy.
Hurricane therapy. If I'm not mistaken, Mackie Shillstone would say okay. Wouldn't you think so?
Oh, he'd say eat the cupcake, Joe. Eat it.
Cupcake.
Lick the frosting.
Against the wind. Tell you what, we were running against the wind. Bob Seger on Rock School.
Seems like yesterday. It was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. Now I am still running against the wind. Against the wind. Against the wind.
Bob Seger running against the wind. Man, we were running against the wind. I didn't have the guts to go out on this one. You remember during Katrina, I actually opened the door and ran out just to see how strong the winds were?
Yeah, you stood out there for, you know, less than a minute.
Well, still, it was enough to show, whoa, better go back inside. That's it. Last break, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed it. Put together a nice set of songs. This is my wife's idea. She said, you know, let's pick songs that deal with hurricanes and storms and that kind of stuff. And last night around 9:30,
mm-hmm.
something like that,
yep.
hooked up the generator to the DSL and boom. So, of the time we've had so far, is my wife, my lovely wife, Tammy. She's sitting in. Chad P. is with his family up in Jackson, Mississippi. He'll be back on Monday, and next week you'll hear him in Rock School, unless, you know, a giant email campaign kicks in and you kick him off the air.
Vote Tammy.
KSLURockSchool at gmail.com. KSLURockSchool at gmail.com. Okay, what was the weirdest thing about this little Gustav without power for 4 days thing you've run into yet?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Shoot.
Going to the laundromat.
I hate going to a laundromat.
Yeah, we never have to go, but, you know, since our side of town still doesn't have any power, we went there today.
Yes.
With $10 worth of quarters.
Yeah.
You know, pockets are full.
Bulging pockets.
Bulging pockets.
Yes.
a four-year-old, a husband, the whole deal, and yeah. they don't take quarters any longer.
I know. It's cards now.
Yeah.
I know. What happened to putting quarters in the machines? And the woman's of no help.
None at all.
Where do I get a card? Over there. What do you mean over there? Could you be more specific? Find the jade monkey. You know, how could you be a little bit more specific?
Yeah, she didn't help me at all.
But it got done. Our clothes are clean, and how about I take you out?
Yes. One more thing.
What's that?
You know where it says you can put in 35 pounds of clothes?
Yes.
And that's not true.
You put in 50.
50!
Well done. Okay, we got to go pick up the kid. Max, our son is going to be listening to this. Maxwell, Mommy and Daddy love you. How about I take you out, get you some lunch, because I did see some places open.
Get me a Honda.
Honda generator.
Honda generator.
How about you lean up to the microphone, honey?
Okay.
Say, if you would, please. Let me put this up here. You ready to go? Yeah. Say, class is dismissed.
Class is dismissed.
I really wanted to play Get Off of My Cloud. Okay? So I'm playing it. It's my show. Chad isn't here to stop me.
Thank you.
See you next week.